It'll be another busy weekend for area runners in Fort Dodge at the 2023 State Cross Country Meet. Local schools will once again be well represented amongst the best distance runners in the entire state. Let's go ahead and run down some of those runners, starting with day one of the competition, which features the Class 4A and 1A schools. Indianola makes the return to the Lakeside Golf Course with the number 13-ranked girls. Here's head coach Morgan Singleton.
We didn't really put anything together really until the Fort Dodge Invitational. So now that we've got this race under our belt, they ran really well at Fort Dodge the last time we were there. So that should give us a lot of confidence going into running our best races of the season.
On the boys' side, in 2022, the boys narrowly missed a trophy opportunity. Number 10 Norwalk is back in Fort Dodge. Senior Noah Burrow is making his fourth appearance at the Lakeside Course.
Have fun and don't let it get into your head too much. You know, it's a great competition, and it's always, you know, you're going to be really nervous coming in, and I was every other year. I ran state, and I will this year. I'm going to be nervous, but we just got to recognize that, you know, it's the same 5K we've always ran, and it's a great course, and we just got to go out there and have a lot of fun, and I mean, you can't beat that state environment, so I'm looking forward to that a lot.
From there, the local team race shifts to Championship Saturday, as Pella Christian makes their return for the third consecutive season as a boys program to the Class 2A race this year. And head coach Mike Buchai is excited to make another trip north.
I always tell the kids, the goal isn't to get to state, the goal is to compete at state. So the expectation is we need to do everything we can to prepare for our best race of the season. And these kids are dialed in, so I know I'm going to get my best effort out of these kids. There's just enough seniors, but enough underclassmen that have been there. And I know we'll be ready for the state meet next Saturday.
There are several area individuals that are also making the trek to Fort Dodge, including Pella Christian's Bailey Voss and Jacqueline Holmes.
Well, those two are just so strong. Just their training regimen and just their preparedness this season, especially coming into the season and all season long. They were dialed in differently this year than what we've necessarily seen. But just great seasons, great runs. We pretty much had it kind of pegged where we thought they were in the top 15, and they both delivered very nicely. But yeah, super proud of both of them. Jacqueline just barely missed being a four-peat for getting to state. And Bailey, you know, after a really strong freshman year, she's knocking on the door of our school record again, ran right at 20 minutes today, just 4 seconds off of the school record. So I think that one's still hanging in the balance at the state meet. So yeah, it'd be fun to see those two run on the state course again.
And while both PCM teams narrowly missed out bids to make it to state together, they're still sending two individuals, including Lila Milani and Kobe Durad.
I think it just comes back to what my goal is. And I think that just because I've gotten there doesn't mean that it's over. So I just keep working, racing against yourself, finding out who you are as a runner, and just keep encouraging yourself.
From Pleasantville, Kurt Kunin will run on Friday in Class 1A as an individual himself. Head coach Aaron Fichter is excited at the prospect.
We want him to have the same routine as far as just with 1 week left. But with that said, you know, you really only have one kid, right? That's really needing to train. And so we have talked to the kids about just trying to keep that. Like, if there are people that are showing up to still practice and, you know, helping out and keeping warm-ups the same.
In Class 3A, Knoxville's Isaac Rankin is making a return trek to the Lakeside Golf Course.
I think I definitely want to run faster than I did today. I did get a little bit of a side stitch today, so maybe like 16:30. It's good mentally just to know that you're in the right shape and just to be in a good state of mind going into that.
And of course, one can't talk about this year's state cross country meet without the defending Class 3A champions. It could be an historic weekend for the Pella teams, as both defending champions also have a shot to sweep the individual podiums with Marissa Farabee and Kanan Dunham. There's a possibility the Dutch could take home all four championship prizes.
we tend not to leave topics unsaid. We don't avoid the elephant in the room, as they might say. We know that very few teams have ever gone back-to-back. We know that very few teams have ever gone back-to-back with both genders. So, you know, we really made sure we focused on process. We made sure we focused on building our team and making sure everyone felt that they were part of a championship environment. But part of that championship environment was the aspiration to chase another championship. These are championship teams. Whether we win or not next Saturday, they've done the work. They have put in the effort. They have supported one another. They've grown as people, as friends, in some ways family. So couldn't be prouder. It's a great group. I only wish the best for them. But competition is competition, and we will learn and grow from it no matter what the result. But it is certainly exciting and a blessing I never imagined. I don't think that I'd be sitting in this position as coach of this team with the chance of coming home with both team and individual titles.
With this preview of the 2023 state cross-country meet for area athletes and teams, I'm Andrew Schneider. Join us from Fort Dodge for updates on Friday and Saturday on the one to count on for today's local sports.